Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Shevens with us in Montana. I have a couple quick exclamation points to add to what Rich Shevens said. So, in 2017, that's 3 years ago, 57% of Americans had less than $1,000 in savings. 57%. 3 years ago. Now, 70% have less than $1,000 in savings. So, 37% of Americans right now don't have enough money to have an appliance repaired if it were to break. 37%. So, what are people doing as a result of the corona panic? Well, they're trying to save money. And how are they trying to do it? Now, you won't believe this, but it's true. 62% of Americans are turning off lights that they're not that aren't needed. It took a panic to do this, right? They weren't smart enough to know to turn off the lights when they weren't being used. But now that we have the corona panic, 62% of Americans are turning off lights that aren't needed. 46% are turning off appliances when they're not being used. 42% are closing doors and windows when the heat's on. Or closing doors and windows when the air conditioning's on. So either they're trying to prevent the heat from leaving or the heat from coming in. Of course, that's the right thing to do, right? 36% of Americans are opening windows versus not using the air conditioning. And 33% are closing the blinds to keep the sun out when they're trying to cool their house. It's unbelievable to me that we're that stupid, that we had to have a panic in order to remember those things. But that's where we are. And I see it all the time. I see people wasting electricity. I see the outside porch light on during the day. Why would people do that? But they do. So we have a tremendous problem. And where does it stem from? Well, it stems from being taught common sense, and it stems from the lack of a quality education in our public training camp. How is it possible that people just started to figure out that they should turn appliances off? Almost half of Americans now are turning their appliances off when they're not needed. That's unbelievable. I mean, do you leave your car running when you're not using it? How smart do you have to be to know to shut your appliances off when you're not using them? We do. During the break, top of the hour break, I ran out to the solar system, and I wanted to see how much electricity I was consuming from the battery bank for this broadcast. 440 watts, 440 watts, almost a half a kilowatt. So 4.4 cents an hour for me to broadcast, less than 10 cents. But I'm real careful because I don't want to use any extra. And it's only less than 10 cents for me to broadcast in terms of electricity for 2 hours. But I'm still careful. And I know Rich Shevin is careful, too. I know for a fact that Rich Shevin will wear a headlamp at night rather than turn lights on. Is that right, Rich?
That's absolutely right. I live in a dry cabin. That means I don't have traditional running water. I use gravity feed water. I live off grid. I make my own electricity. How would you want, let me just share two articles regarding your comment here, Vince, and then I'd like to get back to some more articles and hypocrisies and double standards. But here, the LA mayor, and I've talked about him before, past house parties, and he's threatening to cut off water and power if you don't do what he says. Now, folks, the other Democrat governors and mayors who have said this, this is called tyranny. Okay, you got to be crazy to live on grid today. You should go out to rural America. You should learn skill sets. Start thinking outside the box. Start living outside the box. The technology is there. Off-grid living is not that hard. That's what you should be looking at. And you were talking about how kids aren't learning anything in schools today. Well, here's a teachers union where they're talking about they're demanding pay for doing nothing, and at the very most they want to do they want to teach online, which is not going to teach the kids anything, okay? So my point is, what we need to do is we need to draft people 60 years old and over who have a minimum of 15 years of successful private sector experience so they can teach skill sets. They can teach practical experience and not teach theory. We talk about ideas and solutions on this show all the time, but the powers that be, everything is so corrupt, everything's so enveloped in the system, like unions, that we're afraid to even change things for the betterment of our society and our children. It's really insane. So, Vince, if it's okay with you, I'd like to go back to a few more articles, please.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, thank you very much. And as I always say, thank you for allowing me to exercise my First Amendment right on national radio. Here's another hypocrisy double standard comment here, or article. Leftist economist Robert Reich opposed affordable housing in his own neighborhood. See, as long as their lifestyle isn't affected, okay, they want us to follow their rules of law, their ideology, their philosophies, their strategies. But when it affects them, it's up to us to get forced dirty vaccines, which destroys our immune system, so we can get immunity passports, but they're not gonna have to go through that. They're not gonna have to prove that they got the same vaccines as they want us. You know, they don't have the same forced lockdowns. How many articles did we give of celebrities and powers that be at the top having house parties while we're getting house arrests and they're sticking 5G towers, destroying our immune systems in urban suburban America while they're living on their hill away from these dangerous devices. Okay, next article. Republican John Roberts, Justice John Roberts, was listed in the Jeffrey Epstein private jet logs. You still want to know, folks, why he's always voting for the left agendas? Well, it's called blackmail, folks. Next article. The underground bunker business is booming as global events spiral out of control. It doesn't matter if it's underground bunkers, going off to your yachts, going off to your private islands, going to New Zealand, going to the Cook Islands. It doesn't matter if you're buying 20,000-acre ranches. The elite want to stir the pot, get everybody fighting against each other based on what group we're in or what phony ideology and narrative is explained, but yet they are going to have their safe places. See, we need practice what you preach laws, folks. Hypocrisies and double standards and brainwashing and using the people as pawns where we don't get any representation can no longer be allowed. Maisie Hirono, she's out of Hawaii, storms out of a hearing when Ted Cruz exposes Black Lives Matter and Antifa lies. See, they don't want the truth. They want the manufactured perception of the agenda. They want to hold on to the narratives and the talking points and the microphones. Their job, especially the mainstream media, is to manufacture perception, pity, guilt, and ideology while using race baiting and all the divide and conquer strategies, especially all the subsets under group identity politics. And as I always say, we need a base to stand for principle. First one, three things. First one, same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. Second is truth. And third, if someone has less consequences for their behavior because of what group they come from, then you get to do it too. Okay? Don't allow yourself to be fooled by these phony words that have been changed by definition, like equality and fairness and tolerance and democracy and accountability and diversity. These words mean nothing, okay? All it does is eliminate our opportunities. They are literally creating a law of diminishing returns in America. Next article. Cyber. Oh, here it is. Cyber car attacks increasing 99% in the past year. So you get a new car, folks. Your everything today can be hacked. Everything. I really recommend even getting rid of your smartphones, or at least covering it up so they can't ping you and find out where your location is. I would go back to older technologies. Because, again, the technology is not for the benefit of the people. The technology is for the surveillance and control and censorship of the people by the elite. 81% of black Americans want to maintain or increase police pressure. So when you hear all this Black Lives Matter, we've uncovered on this show and many in the alternative media, Black Lives Matter is a money laundering operation. It goes through ActBlue. The majority of the money has gone to white liberal candidates. Don't be fooled by titles like Patriot Act. Don't be fooled, because you got to read into it. It's usually an agenda to take money from the little people to give it to the big people so they can maintain their status quo. Next article, LeBron on Trump refusing to watch NBA games. We could care less. Well, good. Folks, don't watch NBA. Even the NHL are doing some kneeling. Don't watch Major League Baseball. I used to be a huge NFL fan, huge, huge. I haven't watched a regular season game in a few years. I've watched some playoffs in the Super Bowl, and I'm thinking about not even doing that anymore, because the owners are the super wealthy, heck, even the players. They're all multimillionaires. I don't think there's a non-millionaire who plays in the NFL today. We have to not care. We have to get rid of bread and circuses, and that's why we need to talk about practice what you preach laws. We need to have citizen review boards. We need to get the people together in public to discuss ideas and solutions outside the corrupt system. Next article, Facebook, Twitter, censor Trump's Fox News interview. Can you believe it? America, can you believe this? Our president is being censored by social media. I mean, are we living in a Twilight Zone episode, or 1984, Orwellian nightmare, or La La Land, or is it a combination of all the above? Next article, six-year-old chokes on face mask baked into McDonald's chicken nuggets. I think it's time to start raising your own food, buying a little bit of land. Okay, maybe a little hunting and fishing, at least having a garden. We have to build those law skill sets, folks. Next article, American Journal of Psychology, major retraction. Sex change surgery does not help patients' mental health.
We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Stevens with us. And Rich, since you mentioned cars... You did. I heard you. People, you also mentioned bunkers. And the wealthy are going underground, and that's quite interesting. They're trying to get away from the damage that they've created. And there's a story that I was reading this morning about you can buy a 495-square-foot little thing, a little cabin kind of thing, that you can put in your backyard. And what people are doing in Redwood City, California, there's a story about this 70-year-old grandmother. And the family wants to keep her close, but she wants her independent. So I guess they moved her out of an independent living or assisted living kind of a situation. And they bought her a little box with some windows and a door and a kitchen. And this thing is, 495 square feet is pretty small. Roughly 18 by 26. That's the size of a two-car garage. So if you have one of those garages with a wide single door that you can put two cars in, that's the size we're talking about, okay? Roughly 500 square feet. Well, this thing costs $250,000. That's $505 a square foot. Now, the answer is real simple. If you want to have your mother, who happens to be a widow, or your father, who is a widower, or grandmother, or grandfather, or aunt, or uncle, someone who's up in years, if you want them to be a little safer, have them move in with you. Forget this $250,000 little tiny cabin. Rich, can you imagine that? $250,000 to drop a box with windows and a door with a kitchen in the backyard? $250,000 for 500 square feet? Is that crazy or what?
Well, Vince, here, Here in northwest Montana, there are builders who are building, and I've talked about this on the air a few times, building inside barns, okay? Kaufman Builders is one of them, and in Eureka, Montana. And what they're doing is, I bought a garage from them, 20 or 24 foot long, I can't remember, with a man door, with a garage door, with windows, for $6,700, okay? Well, all you have to do is buy your piece of land, put the money into the acreage, start out in a small guest cabin. If your finances get better, if your capital resources improve, then you build the main house. In the meantime, you have less taxes, less maintenance, less insurance, because everything is directly proportional regarding costs to the square footage of your building. This is not rocket science. Put the money into the land. Spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to live in a cookie cutter, follower, no land, HOA covenant subdivision does not make sense. Those days are gone, okay, folks? You need to start thinking differently. And Vince, if it's okay with you, I would like to go back to some articles, please.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, I apologize, Vince. Thanks for letting me have the airtime. I just have I can't go through them all, but these are so important to wake up the American people. The article I was mentioning at the break, folks, is the American Journal of Psychiatry. Basically, says sex change surgery does not help patients' mental health, and this was a retraction, okay? They're trying to hide all this stuff. Well, let me tell you something. A lot of things don't help your mental health. Identifying what group you're in, okay? If you're identifying as a 5-year-old girl, that's not going to basically improve your mental health. Basically, feeling entitled to play the victim group status card and lower the bars of standards for a job is not going to improve your mental health. Degrading the rule of law with precedence is not going to help your mental health. Protecting what group, hyphen, or pronoun you're in is not going to protect your mental health. Okay, next article. NRA slams baseless premeditated attack as New York Attorney General seeks to dismantle the gun rights organization. Okay, LaPierre, you did take advantage of your so-called expense account. I'll tell you right now, okay, because I did read some things. But as far as all these people who are slamming the NRA, if anybody gets killed by a break-in into somebody's home, okay, those politicians who are slamming the NRA and wanted to fund the NRA, okay, you need to go to their house and demand restitution from those people. Because you are the victims and you weren't allowed to protect yourself. And we'll be back right after the break with more articles, folks.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A rare weather phenomenon sweeps across the Midwest yesterday. A line of gusty thunderstorms packing up to 100-mile-an-hour winds. This Cedar Rapids, Iowa man says he lost his roof when he wouldn't have expected to.
I just put a roof on it 2 years ago, so I thought my roof would be in good shape. But I guess I'll have to re-roof it now.
Several Midwest states seeing some serious damage from the straight-line winds from those storms.
but nobody was seriously injured. The Seattle City Council approving a plan to reduce the size and scope of its police department. The council voting in favor of budget amendments last night to begin reducing funding to the force, and Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best announced plans to step down from her position last night just hours after the vote was taken. And this is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
A federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. will be rehearing the case of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn today, and it could resume the challenge to the Justice Department's decision to dismiss charges against Flynn, who admitted lying to the FBI. Flynn pleaded guilty in 2017 to lying to the Bureau about his contacts with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. He requested to change his plea earlier this year, and the Justice Department moved to drop the charges in May. The judge who was to sentence Flynn has refused to grant the Justice Department's motion to dismiss the case. Ohio Congressman Anthony Gonzalez says the Big Ten Conference pending decision to cancel this fall's football season would be, in his words, an enormous mistake. The Republican and former Ohio State and NFL player telling USA Today today that it would be catastrophic and bad for the kids. He says he learned more in college football than he ever did in a classroom. Given the pandemic, Gonzalez says he thinks athletes should have the option to play the sport and that those who opt out be given an extra season of eligibility. And America's small business owners are not optimistic about what the next 6 months might hold. The Small Business Optimism Index for July fell to near its historic average. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session.
Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Achievements with us in Montana. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince. I appreciate it, buddy. See, folks, what we're seeing is we're seeing the consequences of all these decades of inaction towards political correctness. And there's so many subsets that are being affected. It's the delegitimization of work, the delegitimization of the rule of law. And think about that. We have more attorneys in this country than the whole world combined, and we've had that for many, many decades. And they mean nothing, because there is no rule of law in this country. Even AOC just admitted not that long ago that governors should keep restrictions on business until after the elections to avoid economic recovery to prevent President Trump's reelection. Now, we've gotten to the point where we have a small group of elite who have unlimited funds who are basically basically buying and paying and buying off people, basically selling people off to the highest bidder for their agenda so they can keep maintain their status quo and put everybody else in the caste system while especially eliminating the middle class. Okay, next article. New York judge requests testimony from Julian Assange in Seth Rich case. I'm sure you all remember Seth Rich, the DNC staffer who was murdered. Maybe we will get to the bottom of this. I'm surprised that a judge from New York is requesting this testimony from Julian Assange. We will see where this goes. This should have happened years ago. But our whole system is so corrupt, so if this judge is legitimate, kudos to him, and let's hope that truth and justice prevails because we do not have a rule of law in this country. Next article. Speaking of, sex offender released on bail, accused of kidnapping and raping another victim. Okay, when criminals get out of jail or illegal immigrants come here, and we have the left, the judges and the attorneys and the politicians being proponents of this, okay? When you have a loved one who's been murdered or kidnapped or raped or abused somehow, that family now has the right to go to the homes of the judges and the lawyers and the politicians and demand restitution. Because the law will not do it. When I tried to sue, I was told I don't have enough group self-pity points. And because of that, we've given liability immunity to big companies like GlaxoSmithKline and all the corrupt companies out there. We have literally enabled a corrupt, manipulative system while we are allowing them to create precedents and divide and conquer strategies along the way. Next article, Lindsey Graham with Maria Bartiromo. We now have absolute proof the FBI lied to the Senate. Well, Lindsey, we all knew this years ago. Where are the arrests? Where are the indictments? What the heck is going on? Does the FBI, what's the morale like at the FBI? The American people want to know this. There's been multiple coup attempts on a duly elected president. What the hell is going on over there? Next article. Math, this is difficult to pronounce. It's so stupid. Math equals white supremacist patriarchy. I'm going to let you guys chew on that for a little while. Next article, UK video shows father beating up a migrant who tried to kidnap his 11-year-old daughter. And the father goes to jail. I want to mention some articles regarding the COVID-19. Now, again, my disclaimer is it is a real virus. Yes, it is, okay? But it's 99% agenda-driven, okay? And we've talked about this many, many times. And I want you to think about that because this first article should scare you. Germany is hiring officers for extracting children from parents for COVID-19 measures, taking children from the homes. I want you to think about that. Okay? This is happening in the Western world. Next article. Being fat doubles your risk of dying from coronavirus study. Well, I've mentioned many times years ago that obesity-related diseases kill 40,000 people per month in America. Okay? This is, I'm not saying that it's, that comorbidities are not an issue. They are. But we got to put data and statistics in the right context. In Sweden, where there is no lockdown, COVID cases and deaths have slowed to a trickle. Now, lockdowns have a lot of consequences, folks. Lawlessness, unemployment, murder, rape, all types of mayhem, suicide, psychotropic drug use, for antidepressive drugs, business closures, drug overdoses in general, looting riots, et cetera, et cetera. And remember that even the NIH and CDC are using the term probable cases as definitions being revised. And probables in quotes. We got to put things in context here, folks. Next article. Within days, I was able to breathe. A New York City Democrat councilman says hydroxychloroquine saved his life. Now, when we talk about HCQ, we also have to also realize that zinc and azithromycin are other therapies that should go along with this. Next article. World's top epidemiologists say masks don't work. Masks don't work. I've read similar articles from virologists, from scientists, from frontline doctors, but of course, it's all about the narrative. We don't even know, the people don't even know what to believe anymore, because the narrative, doctors, scientists, hospitals, everybody is being bought and paid for. The CDC, the NIH, the FDA, the people don't know who to trust. This is very disturbing. Next, more plandemic fraud. Now Texas has been caught lying about coronavirus deaths. How many articles do we mention on this show and in the alternative media in general about goats getting coronavirus, about fruit coming up, and all the false positive tests? I mean, we've mentioned dozens of these on this show alone. Next article, government conducting clinical trials to learn how to best manipulate Americans to take COVID-19 shots. Viruses, unproven, but a disease that literally mutates. Even the flu vaccine, they guess at the strains. And conducted by Bill Gates, who's not even a physician, who has admittedly says he wants to depopulate the Earth. Oh, yeah. There's going to be a lot of takers for that. Next article. D.C. hospital empty as citizen journalist ambushes it. People are going into hospitals to prove that it's not as packed or crowded, even empty, as the powers that be say. Next article. California spent millions on hospitals that only had nine patients. Nine. Six, seven, eight, nine. Millions of dollars paid for by you through inflation or taxation. Vince, you know, we're at the point in America where there's so many people bought and paid for. And we talked about how conformity comes in so many different ways, you know, bribery, blackmail, shaming, intimidation, threats, blacklisting. I mean, there's a whole list of what's going on. So, Vince, my question to you is, in our waning minutes of the show, and again, I appreciate you letting me get through probably 35% of what I plan to do today. How do people go about life when almost every institution, whether it be science, medical, economic, financial, is basically bought and paid for selling an agenda and a narrative through economic and social engineering? How do people go about life today, Vince, with everything being delegitimized and free lunch going to the elite? How do people move on with life? How do people become self-sufficient? How do people control their own destiny? Vince Vannelli.
Well, it's not a quick fix, but it's exactly what you have done separately and simultaneously from what we have done here on the Vannelli Farm. It takes planning. It takes sacrifice. It takes not going to see the mouse. It takes not going out to eat. It takes learning how to do things for yourself. It takes buying a farm in a rural part of the country where you think that you're freer from electromagnetic radiation, freer from pollution from nuclear reactors and chemical processes and chemical use. it's difficult. It takes moving to an area that is very low in taxes. It takes moving to an area that is free from a lot of government help. I'm talking about building inspectors. I'm talking about covenant tenants, tenants that go with the property. I'm talking about getting away from the municipal water and sewer system. I'm talking about disconnecting from all of that as much as possible. I'm talking about not having a cell phone. I'm talking about not having cable TV, not having satellite TV. I'm talking about doing things on your own and not renting as a way of life. When I say renting, I mean renting lots of things. I mean renting your refrigerator, renting your apartment, renting your car. Some people will call it leasing a car. I'm talking about scaling down, having less, and maintaining it yourself, growing your own food so you know what's in it, buying land that has not been damaged, destroyed by chemical waste, and abused and devoid of fertility, raising animals. It's not easy. I was asked by an email a real simple question, and the question was, are we better off raising grass and cutting grass and selling hay, or are we better off raising the grass and putting cows on it and selling the cows? It's a real simple question, but it's a real complicated answer. So I'm probably going to talk about that on Thursday. I just wanted to give a heads up. I'll be talking about tips from the book on Thursday. Friday, Bert's going to be with us, and we're going to be talking about what do you do about the Carrington event, the next one. And also, we're going to be talking about the Corona panic with Marty Barrett. But to answer your question, you have to get away. You have to get away from other people, the generally dumb public. You have to get away from the high cost of living, and you have to take control of your own destiny.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Just to add an exclamation point on what I just said, you have to learn how to do everything yourself. So, a couple days ago, we finished replacing a front spring on an all-wheel drive vehicle, an old vehicle, 16 years old. And I just looked up what the cost is. Now, I know what we paid for the spring. I'm talking about a coil spring in the front of an all-wheel drive vehicle. We paid about $30 plus a little bit shipping. So I think two springs might have cost us about $70, maybe $60 or $70 for both of them. And I looked up if you have, you know, a service station, replace that. It's about $1,400 for one of them to replace it. If you bring it to a dealer, it's $6,400. $6,400 on the low end. But it can go as high as $12,700. Now, I just want you to think about that. You need to learn how to... Now, we had to buy a tool to do it, and the tool... we had the tool. It was about $90 for the tool. It's a real heavy tool. The tool weighs about 50 pounds. And it's a coil spring compressor. But the point I'm trying to make is... And that's on the high end of difficulty in terms of a do-it-yourself kind of a project. But things are going to break. And who are you going to call? I mean, forget the police. That's another problem. But who are you going to call to have them fix things? You have to get the books, you have to get the knowledge, and you need to jump on it right now. We've been telling you this for 10 years on the air. 10 years. So y'all a little late if you haven't started preparing. But you can. You can make things better for yourself. And you can do what Rich Sheeben is doing, and you can do what we're doing here at the farm. It's not easy. It's heavy. It's hard. It takes a long time. There's a steep learning curve, but you can do it. But you have to work as a family unit. You can't all be doing your own things. So if there are four of you in the family, you all work together. You eat together, and you work together. It's a great time for doing it because pretty much the country's shut down. So what else are you going to do? So it's really simple, in a sense. You got to get out of Dodge. You got to get out while the getting is still possible. In Melbourne, Australia, people are being locked down. They can't get out. But you still can. So I suggest you get on landandfarm.com, L-A-N-D-A-N-D-F-A-R-M.com, landandfarm.com, and start looking for another place. Look for some rural land. You'll find that it's quite affordable in some places. You want to get away from taxes. You want to get away from government help. You don't want big police departments. You don't want sidewalks, traffic lights, garbage pickup, municipal water. You don't want any of that. You want your own well, you want your own septic system, and you want to be able to put in your own solar system without asking for permission or getting a permit. You want to do it yourself. And can you? I think you can. We did. We never did one before. And I would stack the system that we built against any system anywhere in the country. In terms of durability, in terms of cost, I think we'd beat them in durability. I think we'd beat them in cost. I think we'd beat them in efficiency. And we did it ourselves. But it took me 2 years to figure it out. I didn't give up. We bought a welder. We bought a saw to cut the steel parts to fabricate the mechanical part of the array. We did it ourselves. We bought used shelving. We figured it all out on our own, and you can too.
Vince, let me interject with a few seconds left, please. I'm reading an article on Zero Hedge right now where President Trump is mulling capital gains tax cut. Okay, that means if you sell a piece of property, folks, you shouldn't have to be taxed twice because you're buying it. You're buying that property with money that's already been taxed, okay? So there's no sense in being taxed twice. And in a land of, fiat money and who knows what's going to have value regarding money or commerce or currency, I think that if Trump gets rid of capital gains, I think that would be huge for the people. Now, keep in mind, too, we have the lowest interest rates ever in the history of America. And if the Federal Reserve note is going to be devalued greatly over the next couple of years, that means you're paying back your loan in chicken feed. So what happens if you default on a loan that has almost no interest? That's called renting. But you can have privacy, you can have garden, you can raise animals, maybe you can do some hunting and fishing, get out of municipal water with fluoride and chlorine and pharmaceutical drugs, 200 other chemicals and poison. You know, when you're by an urban suburban setting, the soil doesn't have nutrition and vitamins. It's been mechanically, chemically, like glyphosate. Old pastures destroyed, there's heavy metals. You come to rural America, you can make your own soil. Harvest edible medicinal plants, get away from smart meters, go off-grid, build skill sets, go self-sufficient. It's time, folks. It's past time. Thank you for being here.
And if you go to Land and Farm, landandfarm.com, I have no interest in it. Rich doesn't either. You'll be able to find land for $2,000 an acre. Think about that. $2,000 an acre. Make your own mistakes. Rich Sheehan, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch-up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.